Dr. David Seafew.
Part of the VA and the military's efforts to better understand concussions and blast-related trauma.
They looked at 3 years of data involving more than 600,000 veterans treated at VA hospitals.
We looked at whether they had experienced a traumatic brain injury, whether they had post-traumatic stress disorder, and whether they had a chronic pain condition as a result of the conflict.
The main focus, Dr. Seafew said, was those who suffered what they call polytrauma.
Where you have two significant diagnoses that are impairing your function, as opposed to just having a brain injury, just having back pain, you have a combination. Just over 40% had some type of pain condition, specifically, most commonly, back pain, and 29.4%, or just under 30%, had PTSD.
And he said 90% of vets treated for a brain injury had one of those two conditions as well.
It's going to have us look at more complex therapies or therapies that can be used in patients with multiple difficulties.
With the 3-year baseline established, Dr. Seafew added,
we can look over time, so we can look at a slice from 2012, 13, 14, and say, what's the trend? Are we doing something different with our care initially or with our battle strategies so that we're either reducing or maybe it's the incidence is increasing?
He said the important question now that it's known what the conditions are,
what is the effectiveness of interventions for those conditions? Now we know which patients they are. We have their identifiers. So now we can reach out to these patients because they're in this data set. And you know, as we develop and as we roll out different types of novel interventions, we can earmark the patients who have those conditions and match them up with the therapies.
Researchers are going deeper into the data to determine the symptoms associated with each ailment.
So the next step is to drill down and to identify these subpopulations, A, so we can know about it, but B, so then we can start to give them some of the tailored treatments that we are in the process of developing.
John Ogle, WCVE News.